equity on the waves or not. The World Surf League announced last month that it will offer the same prize money paid to male surfers. From Los Angeles, we talked with Jessie Miley Dyer, the Deputy Commissioner for the World Surf League's Women's Tour, about the league's decision.
So we've been working towards this for a really long time. It's probably been in the making for at least, we've had new ownership for 5 years. So when our new executive management team took over, it was one of the really big initiatives that we had was to improve the women's tour, the conditions that the women are surfing in as well. And also the first thing that we did was raise the prize money significantly. That was back in 2013. So it's been on our mind for a long time, and it just kind of seemed like it was the right time to do it.
So how is this going to work starting next year?
So next year, all of our Women's World Championship Tour events, all of our Longboard Championship Tour events, our World Junior Championship, and also our Big Wave Women's Women's Tour events, and as well as all of the events that we control and hold the license for, so the big World Qualifying Series events that we put on, all of those events are going to be totally equal prize money throughout the whole draw, and whatever the corresponding men's format is, regardless of whether or not there's a men's contest there, will all be equal. So it's pretty cool. I'm very excited about it.
So how hard was this to get buy-in from, the sponsors?
You know what? So we kind of figured that this was, a big thing for us as a league. And we've actually decided that we're going to pay the extra no matter what. So it was a big decision for us to make. We wanted to make a stand and kind of, show that we stand for, we stand for equality for women, and that we thought that the women deserve it in pro surfing. So it's something that we're going to pay for. We're going to do it for all the women's tours, and these are the events that we produce and we own, so we think it's up to us. We're pro surfing. We crown the world champions. We're very proud of our heritage and our history in that. So, it's kind of just us.
When is the first contest? What is it? And what will the prize money be?
It's going to be in 2019. We're actually, I can't say exactly which one will be the first one, because there's a bunch of smaller events that start before our World Championship Tour. The first World Championship Tour event, it will be on the Gold Coast on April 4th. So that'll be the first year. The prize money for first place, for example, will be $100,000, which is what the men make. So it's going to be a big moment for us.
Do you think then this now sets the bar higher, and so that all the smaller contests will do the same and follow your lead?
So we're going to work with all of the smaller World Surf League events that currently hold licenses with us to bring them up. We definitely want to be an inspiration for different sports. We would love to see other people follow our example. In Australia, in fact, Surfing Tasmania has just come out and offered equal prize money for their women's state rounds, which I think is awesome. So, we're excited to see the kind of flow-on effect as well, but, we're really happy to be coming into the next season with this for us.
That hike in prize money for women will still likely need to be worked out with event sponsors. But not everyone agrees this move means parity. Big wave surfer Fred Hemmings has a different view about equality on the waves.
When we started women's pro surfing in the early 70s, the first major women's events, and then Randy Rarick and I started the Women's Professional Surfing Circuit, where they competed around the world, there was a great disparity in the prize money. There's a great need for equal work, equal pay, which I think most reasonable people believe in. What many of the men are saying now is that the women aren't doing equal work. In other words, the men have to compete in 15-foot pipeline surf. There's 32 of them competing. There's men have to compete, like in the Eddy several years ago, in 25, 30-foot Waimea Bay. And there's only a handful of women that would do that. So there's a separate but equal situation there. Women are getting equal pay, but they're separate. And, that's back in the old South, those were called Jim Crow laws. I think the next logical step in order to avoid this disparity is for women to compete directly against men and get rid of gender bias coupling in surfing contests. In other words, the top women surf against the top men, and you put all the prize money in one big pot, and they divide it up based on your placings and your performance. That would truly be equal work for equal pay. Surfing could lead the world in equality of the sexes in sport, true equality, where women are competing against the men. And I think many of the women can step up to the plate and be competitive with the men. So surfing should lead the way.
We just interviewed Kai Lenny about the stand-up paddle hydrofoil event that he participated in. And, you know, he won, but he was also talking in our interview about the woman who was paddling right along with them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you're not going to advance unless you're in the game. So it's up to women to step up to the plate and start competing against men. And actually it would be, you could double the prize money, because if you didn't divide the money up between men and women, you'd have twice the purse available. So it would get dispersed a lot more generously to the top performers in the sport.
I see your point. You're just saying go head-to-head.
Yeah, exactly. They want to have equal prize money, and the men are saying, yeah, okay, equal prize money, but let's have equal competition and have them compete against us. They had a 64 Civil Rights Act, and what was happening in the South especially is you had segregation. It was separate but equal.
Mm-hmm.
And the racial discriminators were saying, oh, African Americans have equal rights. They can drink water and they can get a job and they can go to this restaurant, but they have to sit separately. They can ride on the bus with the whites, but they have to ride in the back of the bus. They can drink out of the public water fountain, but they got to drink out of the colored-only water fountain. And that's the doctrine of separate but equal. And it's patently discriminatory. And I don't think separate but equal in this situation is quite honest, because you can't be separate and equal. Now, you can give out equal prize money, but you're not having equal competition. My favorite professional surfer is a woman. She has, in other words, the physique and the ability to ride physically 25-foot waves. She has the physique and ability to ride pipeline in 12 to 15 feet on killer waves, both of which John Florence does, but she doesn't. And so you have to ask yourself, at that level of competition in surfing, it's your skill and your mental abilities, not your physical abilities, as far as size and strength goes. So this thing, well, women aren't as strong and as big as men, that's not the relevant point in competitive surfing. And, you know, many of the top women surfers are as big or bigger than their men counterparts. So the difference isn't physical, it's mental.
That top female surfer Hemmings referred to is Stephanie Gilmore, who hails from Australia. He says, when she puts on a competitive jersey, get out of her way.